Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Hanover, Germany at Domatex, and I'm in the Valinga space with Per Nygren, the Vice President. Per, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. So it's no secret in the U.S. that there are three major companies that are leaders in intellectual properties. You're one of them. You're here at your space here. There's been a lot of news about Valinga recently. So what are you talking about here at the show?
We're showing a lot of new technologies. We are focusing on a few new locking systems, for example, an integrated 5G in Herringbone, suitable for LVT, SPC, WPC, resilient floorings. We're also focusing on our original 5G, which is what I would say still the best locking system in the market. You can install it with a finger touch, quick and easy. We're also showing a few novelties in terms of cost saving and weight saving properties for resilient floorings, where you basically cut out 20% of the material. Can be recycled. You save 20% of the weight in transportation for the installers. You save a lot of burden on your back. And of course, you can recycle the material in the factory, which is a direct cost saving for the factory.
So let's talk about the 5G for Herringbone. Obviously, a lot of people know that the issue there are the angles, and you have to have an A and a B side. Is that still the case with this new system?
That's still the case for our system. We still think that to get the perfect locking, that's the best way of doing it. You need two panels, that's correct, but you also get a perfect installation of it.
Okay. And I remember talking several years ago, you had a lot of powder technology. Has that been a commercial viable success?
It has. We actually also announced earlier this week that we are acquiring the factory from our mother company, from our holding company. So Valinga Innovation will now have a factory in Viken with a capacity of in total 7 million square meters of powder technology. The main focus on the market will be what we call the Woodura, which is a real wood flooring where the powder infuses the thin veneer, makes it three times stronger than a traditional parquet. And it really becomes a commercial grade, high performing wood flooring, which is made at a very interesting cost level. So it's a very interesting product for the future. We would say that it's actually the next generation of wood flooring that can actually be converting all the plywoods and all the HDF-based wood floorings in the market, and of course the solid.
It's interesting you bring this up. This is kind of a little bit of a controversy in the U.S. right now about what is real wood. So is the wear surface, the top layer, is that actually a true, comes from a tree?
It comes from a tree. It's a true veneer. It's a true oak, for example, or hickory, or whatever wood species you would choose. It's the real wood, which is fused together with a powder, which is a melamine and wood powder mix, where you actually bond in the same pressing operation the wood to the core, and you get the real wood touch and feel, which can be lacquered or oil or coated in whatever way you would like, and stained, of course.
And what is the core board on that?
The core board is a high-quality HDF board.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you, there's been some news recently about KKR divesting themselves from you. Let's talk about that change in ownership.
Yeah. So our founder, Mr. Darko Parvon, is still the majority owner. He has been throughout the whole process the majority owner. KKR has been a fantastic and good co-owner in their minority stake, but after a short of 2 years, they are leaving. You could say a private equity owner like KKR, when they started the marriage, you already signed the divorce papers. You just didn't know when it would happen.
Right.
So now we are at the point where another very interesting co-owner has joined us. That company is the Danish company Kirby, which is the equity arm of the Lego family, the famous toys.
Is that right?
Lego, yes.
The Christensen family.
Exactly, that's right.
So spell that company, if you would.
So that's K-I-R-K-B-I.
Kirby. All right, thank you. Okay, very interesting. So the toy people are getting in the intellectual property business.
They are, and it comes with, a professional investment team of their investment equity arm.
Did KKR do okay in their two-year investment?
They did very well. I think they were very pleased with the investment. We had a good cooperation, as I said. I think both on the management and on the ownership side, they have been very pleased. But we are now looking forward to a new family owner coming to the side of the Pervon family, which I think will bring a long-term stability to the company.
So this is a long-term investment, you think?
We think so, yes.
Okay. Another news item that we've just run on Floor Daily is that you've got 350 new patents. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, so Valinga has, as a company, we've been growing basically every year in terms of turnover, in terms of employees, in terms of R&D resources. We have, for the last 20 years, every year expanded our patent portfolio. We were granted last year a record number of 350 new patents all around the world, a majority in locking still, but also a big part in surface technologies. In locking, we have since many years been focusing a lot on LVT, SPC, WPC, technologies related to locking as well as to surface technologies. So there is a bigger and bigger portfolio. In the end, it's not only about the numbers. So I would say that easily we can have get five times as many patents, but we also have to cut down to get relevant patents, because it's only the relevant patent that counts. To get many patents is quite easy.
But because it's very expensive to maintain a portfolio of patents.
That's correct. I think that's one of the biggest challenge we have, to actually prioritize and actually only save the relevant patents, which is sometimes a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thanks for the update. Again, been talking to Per Nygren, the Vice President with Valinge, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.